This is the Christmas Choral on Choral FM.
Yes, we speak of things that matter, with words that must be said. Can analysis be worthwhile? Is the theater really dead? And how the room has softly faded, and I only kiss your shadow. I cannot feel your hand. You're a stranger now unto me, lost in the dangling conversation and the superficial sighs in the borders of our lives.
Her name was Barbara Allen, all in the merry month of May, when green birthday was falling, young Jenny Rowe on his deathbed lay. For love of Barbara Allen, so slowly, slowly she came up, and slowly she came by him, and all she said, well, as she came, young man, I think.
Oh. Uncle Ebenezer!
Fred, is it too late to accept your invitation to dinner?
Too late? I'm delighted, delighted. My dear, look who it is.
Can you forgive a pig-headed old fool for having no eyes to see with, no ears to hear with, all these years?
Yes, dear uncle. You've made Fred so happy. Bless you.
Dennis, polka.
Thank you. Christmas tree smell and eyes full of tinsel and fire. They sold me a dream of Christmas. They sold me a silent night. They told me a fairy story till I believed in the Israelite. And I believed in Father Christmas. I looked to the sky with excited eyes. Then I woke with a yawn in the first light of dawn, and I saw him through his disguise. Christmas. I wish you a brave new year. All anguish, pain, and sadness, leave your heart and let your road be clear. They said there'd be snow at Christmas. They said there'd be peace on earth. Hallelujah, Noel, be it heaven or hell, the Christmas we get we deserve.
in Oscar's bag. December will be here.
Disorder of the stomach makes them cheat. You
might be an undigested bit of beef, a piece of cheese, a fragment of an underdone potato. There's more of gravy than of grave in you, whatever you are. You see that toothpick?
I do.
You're not looking at it.
But I see it, notwithstanding.
I've just got to swallow this, and I'd be tortured for the rest of my life by a legion of hobgoblins. All of my own creation. It's all humbug, I tell you. Mercy to the
intellectualist. Man of the worldly mind, do you believe in me or not?
I do. I must. But why do you walk the earth? And why do you come to me?
It is required of every man that the spirit within him should walk abroad among his fellow men. If it goes not forth in life, it is condemned to do so after death. It is doomed to wander through the world. And witness what it cannot share, but might have shared on earth, and turn to happiness.
Why are you fettered?
I wear the chain I forged in life. I made it, link by link, and yard by yard. I girded it on of my own free will and of my own free will. I wore it.
You have my sympathy.
You do not know the weight and length of strong chain you bear yourself. It was full as heavy and as long as this. 7 Christmas Eves ago, and you have labored on it since. It's a ponderous chain.
Okay. This is a song that there's a lot of Christmas songs out there, and not too many Hanukkah songs. So wrote a song for all those nice little Jewish kids who don't get to hear any Hanukkah songs. Here we go. Hanukkah is the festival of lights. Instead of one day of presents, we have 8 crazy nights. When you feel like the only kid in town without a Christmas tree, here's a list of people who are Jewish. Just like you and me. David Lee Roth lights the menorah. So do James Caan, Kirk Douglas, and the late Dinah Shore. Guess who eats together at the Carnegie Deli? Bowser from Shanana and Arthur Fonzarelli. Paul Newman's half Jewish, Goldie Hawn's half too. Put them together, what a fine looking Jew. You don't need deck the halls or jingle bell rock, 'cause you can spin a dreidel with Captain Kirk and Mr. Spock, both Jewish. Put on your yarmulke. Time for Hanukkah. The owner of the Seattle Supersonicas celebrates Hanukkah. O.J. Simpson, not a Jew. But guess who is? Hall of Famer Rod Carew. He converted. We got Ann Landers and her sister, dear Abby. Harrison Ford's a quarter Jewish. Not too shabby. Some people think that Ebenezer Scrooge is. Well, he's not, but guess who is? All 3 Stooges. So many Jews are in show business.
Tom Cruise isn't, but I heard his agent is. Tell your friend Veronica, it's time to celebrate Hanukkah. I hope I get a harmonica on this lovely, lovely Hanukkah. So drink your gin and tonica and smoke your marijuana. If you really, really want to go, have a happy, 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 happy Hanukkah. Happy Hanukkah.
You know you better be good and act like a true fine lover should. Be careful what you say and do,
'cause Santa Claus is watching you.
He's everywhere, he's everywhere.
You better kiss me and hold me tight. Give me good loving every night, 'cause you'll be sorry if you make the blues.
'Cause Santa Claus is watching you.
He's everywhere, he's everywhere.
Well, you may think you can sneak around and get away with some, but there ain't no way. 'Cause Santa's no fool, he's really super cool. He's a secret head of the CIA. Crime don't pay.
You can't do nothing 'cause you're never alone. He's even got a wiretap on your phone.
So baby, if you ever do me wrong, break my heart and leave long. When Christmas comes, you'll be crying too.
'Cause Santa Claus is watching you.
He's everywhere, he's everywhere.
Sled full of toys with a dual exhaust, side mirrors, fox tails, and mud flaps, leopard skin seat covers, and spreads Christmas cheer to all good little girls and boys. And then he say, on dashing, dancing, prancing, vixen, comet, and cupid, and Donner, and Blitzen, and Bruce, and Marvin, and Leon, and Cletus, and George, and Bill, and Slick, and Do Right, and Clyde, and Ace, and Blackie, and Queenie, and Prince, and Spot, and Roland. Out at your house, you can run, you can hide, but you can't get away. Got binoculars focused on you every day. So baby, if you ever do me wrong, break my heart and leave me alone. When Christmas comes, you'll be crying too,
'cause Santa Claus is watching you.
He's everywhere, he's everywhere.
Yeah, Santa Claus is watching you.
He's everywhere. Lord,
Santa Claus has got his eyes all over you, baby. It's over for you. You better watch out. Ooh, look out there. Santa Claus is now peeping around the corner. And choo, you're in deep trouble. You know that? He's wise to you, baby. You go sneaking around and you ain't gonna get away with it. You understand? I mean, you got to be true blue through and through, or Santa ain't gonna get you.
This really brings Christmas close to a person. Fantastic. Gee, do they still make wooden Christmas trees?
This little green one here seems to need a home.
I don't know, Charlie Brown. Remember what Lucy said? This doesn't seem to fit the modern spirit.
I don't care. We'll decorate it, and it'll be just right for our play. Besides, I think it needs me. I guess you were right, Linus. I shouldn't have picked this little tree. Everything I do turns into a disaster. I guess I really don't know what Christmas is all about.
Isn't there anyone who knows what Christmas is all about?
Sure, Charlie Brown. I can tell you what Christmas is all about.
Is the holy grail of Christmas gifts, the Red Ryder 200-shot range model air rifle.
Ralphie, What would you like for Christmas?
Horrified, I heard myself blurted out.
I want an official Red Ryder Carbon Action 200 Tier Wayne's Ball Air Rifle.
Ooh.
No. Shoot your eye out.
Oh, no. It was the classic mother BB gun block. You'll shoot your eye out.
BB guns are dangerous. I don't want anybody shooting his eye out.
Oh, no. You'll shoot your eye out? My mother must have gotten to Miss Shields. There could be no other explanation.
You'll shoot your eye out! You'll shoot your eye out!
No!
Smoke place. promised me Broadway was waiting for me. You're handsome.
You were pretty queen of New York City. When the band finished playing, they held up for more.
Sinatra was swinging, all the jokes we were singing. We kissed on the corner, then danced through the night. The boys of the NYPD choir were singing, going by. And the bells are ringing out for Christmas Day. You scumbag, you maggot, you cheap, lousy faggot. Happy Christmas, you're all so great, God, it's our love.
The boys of the NYPD chorus still singing, go away, brave. And the bells are ringing out for Christmas Day. I could have been someone.
Well, so could anyone. You took my dreams from me when I first found you.
I kept them with me, babe. I put them with my own. Can't make it all alone. I built my dreams around you.
The boys of the NYPD chorus are singing, go away, babe.
And the bells are ringing out for Christmas Day.
What's wrong? Honey? It's bigger than you expected? Smaller? What is it?
It's a 1-year membership in the Jelly of the Month Club.
Oh, God.
Clark, it's the gift that keeps on giving the whole year.
That it is, Edward. This isn't the biggest bag over the head punch in the face I ever got. God damn it!
Son.
If any of you are looking for any last-minute gift ideas for me, I have one. I'd like Frank Shirley, my boss, right here tonight. I want him brought from his happy holiday slumber over there on Melody Lane with all the other rich people, and I want him brought right here with a big ribbon on his head. And I want to look him straight in the eye, and I want to tell him what a cheap, lying, no-good, rotten, four-flushing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit he is! Hallelujah! Holy shit! Where's the Tylenol? Don't piss me off, Art.
Clark, it's over.
Not according to Santa's watch, it isn't.
Now, come on, son.
Stay out of this, Dad.
Clark, I think it's best if everyone just goes home before things get worse.
Worse? How could they get any worse? Take a look around you, Ellen. We're at the threshold of hell.
Please tell me everything you know about the Grinch. Where did he come from?
Oh, well, he came the way automobiles come. Calm nights, baby hoo girls, and tiny hoo fellas drift from the sky in their own tumbler cellars.
Hey, honey, our baby's here. He looks just like your boss.
So that's how it works.
Mm-hmm. It was Christmas Eve, and a strange wind blew that night. Before anybody realized that he was out there, the poor dear. But you know what? We knew right away that he was special.
Talking about? I'm Santa Claus.
No, you're not.
Why, of course I am.
You're Santa. What song did I sing for you on your birthday this year?
Happy birthday, of course. How old are you, son?
Four.
You're a big boy. What's your name?
Paul.
And what can I get you for Christmas?
Don't tell him what you want. He's a liar.
Let the kid talk.
You disgust me. How can you live with yourself?
Just cool it, Zippy.
You sit on a throne of lies.
Look, I'm not kidding.
You're a fake.
I'm a fake?
Yes.
How'd you like to be dead? Huh? No, he's kidding.
You stink.
I think you're gonna have a good Christmas, all right?
You smell like beef and cheese.
I suppose it all started with the snow. You see, it is a very special kind of snow. A snow to make the happy happy and the giddy giddy. A snow to make a home come homelier and natural enemies friends. Natural. For it was the first snow of the season. And as any child can tell you, there's a certain magic to the very first snow. Especially when it falls on the day before Christmas. But when the first snow is also a Christmas snow, well, something wonderful is bound to happen. Now, of course, the hat did belong to Frosty and the children. That point must be made very clear. Therefore, Hocus Pocus was entirely in the right in what he was about to do. Hocus Pocus raced back to the children just as fast as he could.
Look! The hat's back! Let's see if it'll make Frosty alive again.
Hey, I said my first words.
But snowmen can't talk. All right, come on now. What's the joke? Could I really be alive? I mean, I can make words. I can move. I can juggle. I can sweep. I can count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 9, 6, 8. Well, I can count to 5. What do you know? I'm even ticklish. In fact, I'm all living. I am alive. What a neat thing to happen to a nice guy like me.
That must have been some magic in that old silk hat they found. Oh, when they placed it on his head, he began to dance around.
I've got something for you. Merry Christmas.
A choo-choo train?
No, it's 5 pounds of veal.
But Daddy, I asked Santa for a choo-choo.
Well, then go out and get a job and buy a choo-choo.
Ah, Earl, he's only 4 years old.
All day long, I listen to people give excuses why they can't work. My back hurts, my legs ache. I'm only 4. sooner he learns that life isn't given to you on a silver platter, the better.
You know, we've all been doing everything we possibly can to find...
I'm going out. Baby, don't watch too much TV. It's bad for your eyes.
Okay, Mommy.
Merry Christmas, Frankie Angel.
Merry Christmas to you, Mama.
Niagara Falls, Frankie Angel.
I was touched by a gift. A four-year-old kid receives what in today's marketplace is a $40 or $50 piece of milk-fed veal.
And I had a dream about my old school. And she was there all pink and gold and glittering. I threw my arms around her legs. Came to weeping. Oh,
1183, Henry II, King of England, and Eleanor of Aquitaine, his wife, held Christmas court at their castle at Chinon. The occasion provided an opportunity for Henry to name his successor, to settle a dispute with the King of France, and to spend some time with his family.
Come for me. Come for me! Don't fight me, Eleanor.
What would you have me do? Give out, give up, give in?
Give me a little peace.
A little? Why so modest? How about eternal peace? Now there's a thought.
What shall we have? The holly or each other?
For these 10 years you've lived with everything I've lost and loved another woman through it all, I could peel you like a pear and God himself would call it justice.
Who do you think I built this kingdom for? Me! When can I have it, Danny? Not until we bury you. I loved you. You're a cold and bloody bastard, you are, and you don't love anything. You're not mine! I deny you! None of you will get my kingdom! I leave you nothing, and I wish you plague! May all your children breach and die!
You go to Rome, we'll rise against you.
Who will?
Richard, Geoffrey, John, and Eleanor of Aquitaine.
The day those stout hearts band together is the day that pigs can weep.
There'll be pork in the treetops come morning.
Christmas present.
Oh, I had a funny feeling. Why did you do that?
Sometimes you have to slap them in the face just to get their attention.
Fine. Slap me in the face. But you kicked me in the wall.
It's time to begin the journey. Now, close your eyes. Think.
No, you close your eyes.
Oh, no.
I'm through.
Don't be quarrelsome. Close your eyes. And think. Oh, snowflakes and moonbeams and whiskers on kittens. No picking. Of rainbows, forget-me-nots. Of misty meadows and sun-dappled pools. Oh, look, there's Mr. Hedgehog. I wonder where he's gone. Perhaps to Harlem.
My jaw.
Oh, sometimes the truth is painful, Frank. But it's made your cheeks all rosy and your eyes bright as stars.
If you touch me again, I'm gonna rip your goddamn wings off. Okay?
Oh, you know I like the rough stuff, don't you, Frank?
We've all heard of Rudolph and his shiny nose. And we all know Frosty, who's made out of snow. But all of those stories seem kind of gay, 'cause we all know who brightens up our holiday.
Mr. Hanky, the Christmas poo, small and brown, he comes from you. Sit on the toilet, here he comes, squeezing tween your festive buns. A present from down below, spreading joy with a howdy ho. He's seen the love inside of you, 'cause he's a piece of poo. Sometimes he's nutty, sometimes he's corny, he can be brown or greenish brown. But if you eat fiber on Christmas Eve, he might come to your town. Mr. Hanky, the Christmas poo, he loves me, I love you, therefore vicariously he loves you.
I can make him Mr. Hanky too.
Well, Kyle, where is he?
He's coming.
Come on, dude, push.
Sometimes he's runny.
Sometimes he's firm.
Sometimes he's practically water.
hangs off the end of your ass and won't fall in the toilet, cause he's just clinging to your sphincter, and he won't drop off, and so you shake your ass around, try to get it to drop in the toilet, and finally it does. Mr. Hank gave a Christmas poo, and Christmas leaves, he must leave too. Flush him down, but he's never gone. His smell and his spirit lingers on.
Scrooge was better than his word. He became as good a friend, as good a master, and as good a man as the good old city ever knew, or any other good old city, town, or borough in the good old world. And to Tiny Tim, who lived and got well again, he became a second father.
Uncle Scrooge!
And it was always said that he knew how to keep Christmas well, if any man alive possessed the knowledge. May that be truly said of us and all of us. And so, as Tiny Tim observed, God bless us, everyone.
Thank you.
sheep and little lambs and all. And he heard this beautiful music up in the sky. And he woke, wondered what was up, and an angel disappeared to him. And he said, I was wondering what's up, and he said, yeah. And he said, the Saviour is born. If he's want to go to see him, follow that star up in the sky. And it's also beautiful.
That was a Christmas choral for 2015. And I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. It's so much fun to put that together every year. One of the reasons I do a Christmas choral is for my family. So I played 2,000 Miles for my brother Phil and his family in Cebu with Mercy and Little M. I played I Believe in Father Christmas for my sister Lori and her husband Tim and their kids Christina and George. I played Dickens Dublin for my dad, Peter, and his wife, Laura, in Victoria. And I played Imagine for my mother, Joan, and her partner, Tony. So, Merry Christmas, and I hope all of you have a bumulating 2016 from Coral FM. I just want to thank all my special guests that came to the radio station this year. From 108 King Street North to our brand new location at the Bieber Box Building in downtown Kitchener. It's been a great year for me going out to see live shows, all kinds of things. I just want to say Merry Christmas and all the best for 2016 to all my sponsors. Thank you so much. Far Out Flicks, Looking for Heroes, Starlight, Encore, Cafe Pyrus, The Guitar Corner, The Boathouse, The Blue Moon Restaurant. All of you guys, thank you so much for your sponsorship this year. And I also want to say, you know, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to all my friends. Therese and Mike, Teresa and Rory, Rose and her family, Kara,
Kate,
Rolf, Ray, Nancy, everybody at Far Out Flicks, and my special pals that I've been working with all year long, Joyce Domingo, my Glimmer sister,
and Nathan and Tash,
and my good pal Mike McDonald. And I also want to say a special Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to John Brenner at Looking for Heroes, and Jake and Victor and everybody there. All the best to Lynn Jackson and Mark Logan, Ray from the Boathouse, Bernard and Josh from the Starlight. Everybody else I've had a chance to party with all year. I'm looking forward to next year doing this show, doing Coral FM. It's great fun. So whatever you're doing for New Year's Eve, you know, have a great time. Go out and make merry. And I'll talk to you all next year. This has been a Christmas choral for 2015. Slante from Coral FM.